There is likely not many people in America who do not know or even have experienced Uber, the company who set the world upside down with their mobile device-driven ride-sharing business model. What many people here in Boston area might not know yet is that they have a second member of the family, Uber Eats. And joining me today is Kathy Zhao, the general manager of Uber Eats in Boston, to explain what this is all about. So, Kathy, Uber Eats is an on-demand food delivery app that is delivering millions of people the food they want, when they want it, at the tap of a button. Is that correct?
That's correct, and thanks for having me on the show. So as you mentioned, Uber Eats is a on-demand food delivery app that lets users, or as we like to call them, eaters, request and get food delivered from their favorite restaurants at the tap of a button. So for listeners who are familiar with Uber, for us, it's really about bringing that same technology and convenience that people have come to expect and are familiar with Uber to the food delivery space. We launched here in Boston in April 27th, so a couple months ago, with 150 restaurant partners, and we've been adding new ones daily since then.
Great. So what drove the decision to come to Boston? I know you're in New York City. I don't know exactly coast to coast where else you are, but what drove the decision to come to the greater Boston area?
Well, we're actually now in over 100 cities globally. So we just launched our 100th city in Brazil at Rio, which was an exciting milestone for us. And the decision to come to Boston was pretty simple. One, I've been with Uber for a couple of years. So besides selfishly wanting to have Uber Eats here in Boston so that I could use it, we also saw that Boston would be a great market for a couple of reasons. The first is that there's a really growing and vibrant restaurant community here in Boston, and we were really excited to be a part of that and to help restaurants grow their business here in Boston. The second thing is we saw a lot of demand or heard a lot of demand from eaters and restaurants who are in the area and had heard about this service from other cities, as you mentioned. You know, you and I were just talking earlier with someone who said she had moved over from New York and she came to Boston and was wondering where was Uber Eats. So we really saw a lot of demand from the people in the Boston area wanting this service.
Well, there's no doubt that the food and beverage industry here in the greater Boston area has exploded, as it has across Massachusetts. So we appreciate you being here. Let me ask you, what areas are you currently operating in and what hours do you operate?
Yeah, so right now in Boston, we cover all of Boston and we go up north to Malden and Revere. On the west, we're covering out to Brookline and then south all the way down to Quincy. We also are pretty actively looking at expansion. So we have some pretty exciting goals to make sure that we're getting across all of Massachusetts so that everyone in Massachusetts has an ability to get food delivered from the restaurants that they want. In terms of hours, we're actually available 24/7. So we have a really, really expansive courier network. Right now, I think the first restaurant that opens on our platform is at 4:30 a.m. and the last one that closes is 3:30, but we are ready to go 24/7.
Wow. So I'm gonna guess you're going to do a pretty good business with the college crowd in the greater Boston Cambridge area for sure.
Absolutely. I think we're seeing a lot of demand for late night pizza.
Yeah, there's a lot of demand for late night. Absolutely. And, you know, as Boston's become more global in its economy, and this is one of the things affecting the food and beverage industry, there's a lot of demand to go later and later in brick and mortar restaurants. So this is a great vehicle, if you would, in order to expand the business opportunities and reach of the restaurants here in the town.
Definitely. And we're seeing a lot of that Uber Eats can really help complement restaurants. So, you know, we actually hear from restaurants that they'd also like to think about how they can grow their late night service. They think a lot about how they can improve their service on rainy days. And those are times and days where the app is particularly active and there's lots of people who want to be able to use it in those situations.
Yeah. So you, and again, you said we're out in the west to Brookline, and there's a lot of people that would say Brookline really isn't west, but.
Right. It's not that far west yet.
So, and you said we have other plans. So are there direct plans right now in terms of how you grow it, you know, across Massachusetts? Will it be across Massachusetts? I'm assuming it'll be sort of spoke and wheel as you kind of move out from geocentric circle around Boston.
I think that's right. We're right now thinking about how can we make sure to fill out that I-95 loop, and then after that, we'll take a look at where it makes to expand from there. And for us, that's because we want to think about how we expand carefully with the goal in mind of being in all of Massachusetts, because we're really focused on delivering three things, no pun intended with the delivery, but three things. So one is convenience. its reliability and selection. So on the convenience front, I mentioned to you one of the areas we really focus on is making sure that same seamless, frictionless experience that people have come to expect with Uber, that they can experience that with Uber Eats, that at the tap of a button, they can get food delivered to them and that they can actually even track and see where the delivery is on
just during, like I can when I've called for an Uber to absolutely
exactly
that's great.
So you're not sitting there wondering when is my delivery coming. On the reliability piece, our average delivery time is actually under 35 minutes here in Boston and across the U.S. So what that means is from the time that you push that button and, you know, order your favorite meal and to the time that a courier shows up at your door, that entire experience on average is less than 35 minutes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question in terms of, you know, because there's been other delivery services that have been used. And if you talk to guests, one of the problems has been, you know, getting the food. They want it as quality oriented as it is in the restaurant. So what do you do inside the Uber Eats delivery system to make sure that the meal that shows up is as close to as possible what we get in the restaurant?
So there's a couple of things. The first thing is what I mentioned earlier, the fact that we're really focused on getting that food delivered in as short and as fast of a time as possible. That ensures that the food shows up to the eater in the way that the restaurant intended it to be prepared. The second thing we do is we actually have a local account management team that sits here in Boston, and they work with all of the restaurants on our platform to talk through issues like packaging. How do we make sure that we're packaging those fries so that they're crispy when they arrive? How do we make sure that that drink is cold? And what are some tips and tricks that we've learned to make sure that that food arrives in the way that it's meant to be presented?
Yeah, and the business partners that work with our restaurant community here have come so far in terms of creating packaging that works for this type of thing. So that's great to hear. Let me ask you, who's your target customer?
So my target customer is everyone, and I know that sounds
good.
Crazy, and it's probably not, you know, what the marketing experts want to hear because they want it to be very segmented, but here's how I think about it. So our mission at Uber Eats is to make eating well effortless at any time for anyone. And so when we say anyone, we really do mean anyone. I think about the college student who wants to take a break from the dining meal or the dining hall or the meal plan that they might be on. I think about the suburban family that maybe wants to be able to order takeout because they've had a really busy week. I think about, you know, someone sitting at an office who wants to have another option for lunch delivered to them. So we're really thinking about how do we make this possible for everyone so that people can access great food near them.
That's great. So walk me through exactly, how does a guest choose a restaurant on your app?
Yeah, so when a guest goes onto our, or an eater goes onto our app.
An eater, I'm sorry.
No, you call them guests, I call them eaters. Same person, absolutely. So when they go onto our app, they can see a selection of restaurants. And what's really exciting is that we're actually using technology to help that experience and that point become even more personalized so that guests are seeing restaurants that fit their preferences and their past ordering behavior as well. But they have the ability to search through a number of restaurants, and then they can go through the menus and select what they want to order from there.
Good. And so you've touched on this a little bit. Let me go to the restaurants side now. Why should a restaurant choose your app, your service, your app?
So restaurants, I think of as an equally important leg of our business. I think of, you know, our business is a three-sided marketplace. There's the eaters, there's the couriers, and there are restaurants. And the restaurants, in many ways, are at the heart of that marketplace. There's a couple of things that I think about for what we bring to restaurants. So the first is, you know, we handle the logistical piece of delivery and provide a delivery solution so that restaurants can focus on what they do best. Bob, I heard you say something similar like to this earlier where you said, you know, restaurants, let's help them focus on keeping the hamburgers hot and the beer cold. We very much have that same mentality. So our goal is to provide restaurants with a way to grow their business. We bring logistical excellence on the delivery piece because we have an expansive courier network up to more than 20,000 drivers here in the Massachusetts area. So a restaurant can have a delivery driver show up within minutes of the time that the food is prepared. The other thing that we do is we use our technology and data to help restaurants get smarter about their business.
So how is that, expound on that if you would, because I'm really interested and our restaurateurs are always interested. How are we able to use that data to help improve?
So one of the tools that we just launched recently is called Restaurant Manager. And what this tool does is it gives restaurants actionable insights from a data perspective that can help them get smarter about their business. So, for example, we provide them a detailed breakdown of their sales by day of week so they can think about how their staffing needs are stacking up against their performance by the day of the week. We give them customer feedback at the item level. So if you're a restaurateur and you're wondering, you know, how do customers think about this item versus this other item, you actually can see that data in terms of how they're rating it, as well as any qualitative feedback that customers are getting. We also provide them with data about their own operations. So they can see on this dashboard, you know, how does my prep time for sushi compare it to other sushi restaurants, and it gives them a sense of how efficiently are they operating. And to me, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what we want to be able to do with restaurants, because it starts with providing them with some of these actionable data points, but it's really about working closely with the restaurants and understanding their needs and how we can provide more technology and more data to help them grow their business.
Yeah, and you know, that's really exciting stuff, because you know, I can honestly say, having spent 36 years in this industry, restaurants have been slow to embrace technology. And, you know, there's a huge, pardon the pun, appetite now. Once they've had a nibble at it, restaurateurs are really excited, and they're excited about finding partners who I think like you do, Kathy, and Uber Eats does, in terms of really embracing that partnership, being and looking at it as a partnership as opposed to just a business relationship, and getting information back that really can help drive their business and change it. So that's exciting stuff.
Definitely. And we've already seen some really exciting examples here in Boston. You know, we've worked with a local chain to help optimize their menu, to think about how can they present their menu in a way that helps to increase basket size. We're working with other restaurants in other cities to think about things like virtual restaurants. So I really think about it as, you know, there is the delivery piece, which to me is just the start of what we can help restaurants with in terms of growing their customer base, reaching new customers, so that restaurants can focus on what they do best. Then there's the piece about thinking about how do we help optimize the rest of their existing business, even the pieces that may not be on, you know, even for the meals that they're providing customers that aren't through delivery, how do we use data to help them with that? And then there's this whole other frontier of thinking about what is the next stage of restaurants, and how does that experience look like with things like virtual restaurants?
Well, Kathy, I want to thank you for coming in and spending some time with us this morning. Uber Eats is really exciting for our industry. Wish you nothing but the best, and I look forward to ordering from Uber Eats, because I'm out in Framingham, so I got to wait a little bit, but I'll be there to utilize it. Thank you so much for coming in today, Kathy Zhao,
Absolutely.
General Manager of Uber Eats.
Thank you for having me on.